Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition of the program with you in studio tonight. You got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online any old time you want over at freetalklive.com, which is now, by the way, on a brand new server. So if you've had any issues at all with the site, please, you know, do let me know. If there's any sort of problem, you can always email Ian at freetalklive.com. But things seemed to go pretty smoothly with the switchover last night. We moved into what is called the Liberty Cloud, which I'm kind of excited about. That is not really available publicly at this point, but it may become something that is marketed and available to people for services in the future. It's a cloud-based service that operates outside of the United States.
I like the service.
Yeah.
I hate the word cloud for anything other than things that are up in the sky made out of water molecules.
Okay, well, virtual server, how about that?
I like it.
All right. So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Hopefully you'll notice the website's a little more snappy than it normally was. I thought I noticed that. But then again, you know, you like to believe that when you move to a new server. So.
Placebo effect?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm happy about it. And so that did mean some changes with the stream. So if you're having any issues connecting to the show, just try downloading a fresh stream file from our website at listen.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can always grab archives later on. You don't have to listen live, although we certainly appreciate those of you who do listen live because, well, you're more likely to participate, and this is a participatory-oriented show. In fact, we're going to go straight to your phone calls and thoughts here. Coming up, though, Daryl, you're going to be telling us about kind of a shocking story coming out of North Carolina's political realm, specifically having to do with lobbyists being now legally able to have sex with the state representatives.
Something along those lines.
All right, I want to hear more about that here in a moment. Let's go first to Michael in Longview, Texas. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, man.
Go ahead.
I know you like to limit to one subject, but...
Well, not necessarily. It depends.
Well, okay, whatever y'all want to talk about, but I have some personal first-hand knowledge about a couple things that y'all have talked about recently.
Okay.
Either about the Republic of Texas or saying the Pledge of Allegiance for kids. What would you rather talk about?
Which one is most important to you?
I think the religion of the state, the Pledge of Allegiance.
All right, go for it.
Right now my daughter's in ninth grade. But a few years ago, I think about sixth grade, the vice principal called me and... she was concerned that my daughter didn't respect the flag enough and that I should talk to her about, you know, she needed to stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance. So, you know, I told her that, you know, I don't teach my kids to, you know, to worship things that they don't believe in. And, you know, she kind of took offense. And anyways, you know, first she asked me, am I a Jehovah's Witness? And I'm like, no, I don't believe in any religion. So,
right. You know, that's why I don't want to worship your flag, lady, because it's a religious icon, and I'm not into your state religion.
Yeah, I don't worship anything. I mean, I don't have. If you can't prove it with facts, I don't believe in it.
Okay.
So I mean, I had to sign a little. You know, in order for my child not to have to say the Pledge of Allegiance and not get detention for it, I had to sign a note that says, my child is not required to say the Pledge of Allegiance. So I signed the note, sent it to him, and I talked to my daughter about it a few days later, and she said that, I don't have to say it anymore, but the teacher still forced me to stand up.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, you know, do you want me to go talk to him? And, you know, my kids, like, they don't want to be forced to do things, but I feel like they don't want me to, like, they don't want to be embarrassed. You know, they kind of want to be part of the crowd. So,
it's a very strong influence on young people and on adults as well to not break away from the group.
Yeah,
right, because, you know, there is that sort of thing that's inherent to where people do want to fit in.
Sure. So what happened, yeah. Michael, with the whole standing up thing? Did she go ahead and just keep standing, or did she refuse to stand as well?
Yeah, she stands up, but she doesn't say it. She doesn't, you know, and...
So here's one. Here's one for it. Now, this did this just happen? You said this happened back in sixth grade. So is this currently an issue in high school?
No, she still stands, but she doesn't say anything.
She's had no issue. You know, if I were going to stand up, I would. I love the idea that people who turn around, so they turn their back against the flag.
When
that
you
would
know,
probably wind up getting them detention because you're being disrespectful. There are people that died for your freedom to be disrespectful, go straight to detention.
No, they didn't. They died for politicians.
But that's what the teacher is going to tell you.
Oh, I understand that. You know, I always
say that's a lie.
Yeah, I wish more parents and people in these government schools would use video cameras. I think it would be really interesting to get these bureaucrats on video saying things like, you need to talk to your daughter about being more respectful to our flag, and, you know, like, really put them on the spot. These guys aren't used to being recorded. It would make them very, very uncomfortable. So if I were a parent and my kid were, first of all, for whatever reason I was sending my child to a government school, which I wouldn't want to do, but if I were, then if they ever had any kind of parent-teacher conference or the principal ever wanted to call me in, I'd bring in a video camera and get that whole thing on the record, because those guys are definitely not used to that, and it would be very interesting to see how they responded to it. Michael, so you mentioned the Republic of Texas. Congratulations, by the way, on raising your daughter to, you know, think for herself in that way. But with the Republic of Texas, this was in the news last week where they had a meeting that was raided, actually, shocking, because they had sent out some kind of paperwork to a judge and some other guy demanding that they show up at their own sort of Republic of Texas court. And they essentially went after them. They raided the meeting and searched everybody that was in the meeting looking for evidence of what they call simulated legal process. That's where you act like you're doing the things that they act like they're doing, like having a court, for instance.
Right. They have the same proof.
So having something called mock court? Or are they actually pretending that their court is legitimate court?
Well, they for their Republic of Texas, it's a legitimate court for the Republic of Texas.
Okay.
But I don't think they're...
Just like the regular USA.
Go ahead, Michael. Your thoughts?
Just like the regular USA, they just pretend like they're legitimate, too.
Well, exactly. That's why I was saying before, is I don't know what the difference is between the Republic of Texas courts and the U.S. government courts or the Texas government courts.
More people recognize one than the other.
Yeah, but ultimately they're the same thing, right? Like the same difference between the United States versus the Islamic State. I mean, they're both, in my opinion, they're both states. Just because another state doesn't recognize it doesn't mean it's not a state. You know, if it looks like a state and it smells like a state, it's probably a state. And in this case, you can tell it smells like a state because they're killing people. So, Michael, right. What were your thoughts on the Republic of Texas situation?
Well, I'm in this geographic location that most people call Texas, and I've had a couple instances where I've gone to court, and I use Mark Stevens' method of, you know, making them proven they have jurisdiction. I mean, asking
which
them,
they won't,
you know,
ever do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One time in Surfside, in Texas, on the Gulf of Mexico, and the judge asked me, you know, he kept saying, like, you're part of the Republic of Texas, and I'm like, no, I'm not. You know, I just want you to prove that you have jurisdiction, you actually have authority over me. You know, can you prove that? And, you know, they keep going back to, are you part of the Republic of Texas?
Wow.
That did ultimately get dismissed. He told me to come back in 2 weeks, and they never called me back. I don't have any warrants or anything. That was, like, 2 years ago.
Weird.
But here in Longview, they've, you know, I was talking to the prosecutor, asking her the same questions, and, you know, she asked me the same thing. Are you part of the Republic of Texas? And I'm like,
interesting.
I'm like, no, I'm not. And she's like, well, okay, good, because I'm tired of dealing with those people.
cool, man. Hey, Michael, thanks for the story tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-453. And kudos to the Republic of Texas for making an impact, man. These bureaucrats are aware of them, and I think that's a step in the right direction. Of course, they haven't charged anyone, by the way, from what I understand, with the raid. They went, they searched everybody, they confiscated everyone's electronic devices. But so far, no criminal charges for the Republic of Texas folks, at least that I've heard. If you've heard differently, feel free to fill us in. 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
She just looks that whole squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats.
The vitamins, the minerals,
got all the stuff in it that cats really like.
You don't even have to put food with the Dynavite. She will eat the powder right out of the scoop.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog.
She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Sammy, he's 13, 14 years old and running around a little bit more. His coat is a little bit softer and shinier.
Justin's eyes sparkle more. He bats at stuff. He kind of jumps around.
Daisy and Susie have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again.
It is just the best Dynavite for cats.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and take control at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Bitcoins are up a bit. They're up at $262 U.S. dollars for one Bitcoin right now. And that's up from about 240-some the other day. You know, of course, you never know what's going to happen with the Bitcoin price. Maybe it'll go up, maybe it'll go down. But to me, it's not an investment vehicle. To me, Bitcoin is an alternative currency. Bitcoin is what could be the next big thing in currency. In fact, it's arguably already is the next big thing in currency. It is essentially a product that was not created by a government or a bank. It was released to the world 5 or 6 years ago now by an anonymous person or group of persons called Satoshi Nakamoto, and has since taken the world by storm. Companies as large as Dell Computer, even Microsoft.
Dish Network.
That's right. Dish Network's accepting it for paying bills. And many other companies as well. Overstock.com's Patrick Byrne is actually going to be one of the speakers at the upcoming Liberty Forum, which is this weekend, by the way. That's this coming weekend. And so Bitcoin's huge, and it keeps getting bigger. It's an international currency. And if you haven't done the research yet, you really owe it to yourself to go and check it out. Go to weusecoins.com to learn more about Bitcoin. And when you're ready to order some Bitcoin and try it out, you can do that over at expresscoin.com. If you want, you can order some other cryptocurrencies. There are some competitors in the marketplace like Litecoin or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive at expresscoin.com. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. So simple, you just get started at expresscoin.com. You can download their app if you like for your smartphone. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin will work for you. That's expresscoin.com. And you can use coupon code FTL to save $40, or excuse me, not to save $40, on up to $40 worth of a purchase. You will get zero transfer fee when you use code FTL at expresscoin.com. Again, code FTL. As we continue here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, Daryl, there's a story out of North Carolina. And it has to do with having sex with lobbyists, which yes. I presume has been going on forever. I mean, for as long as lobbyists have been around.
Probably. It has probably been happening.
But now they're saying it's totally legit. Like, there's no problem with having sex with lobbyists. Is that right?
Right. So the one headline that I saw that sparked my interest was from a website called The Anti-Media. And their headline was, State says that lobbyists and politicians can legally have sex. And so then I actually pulled up the Ethics Commission report or official opinion, and they were not talking about the legality of the intercourse or the interaction.
Okay.
They issued a statement about the ethical ramifications and how sex between a lobbyist and a politician, or any government official for that matter, is covered under the state ethics laws. The Charlotte News Observer has the story that says sex between lobbyists and government officials who are covered under North Carolina's ethics law does not constitute a gift that must be listed in disclosure reports.
Hmm.
The formal advisory opinion states in part, consensual sexual relationships do not have monetary value and therefore are not reportable as gifts reportable expenditures made for lobbying purposes of the lobbying law expenditure reporting provision.
So hold on, that was what the Ethics Commission said?
Yes.
So the claim is that sex doesn't have monetary value. That is on its face nonsense. And the only reason they're saying it is because to have sex for monetary value is the definition of prostitution, and that's illegal. So, therefore, that kind of sex couldn't be possible in their legal world, right? Because, like, in their world, that sex doesn't exist. It's illegal to have that sex.
Well, right? They're talking here at first about consensual relationships between the lobbyist and the politician.
Well, it's a consensual relationship between the John and the prostitute as well.
Right, and further down in the article, they mention that.
Okay.
All right. So let me skip ahead a little bit to cover that. It says, however, providing a prostitute to a legislator or other covered official would constitute a gift or item of value that would have to be reported.
So if the lobbyist hired a prostitute.
Yes.
But if the lobbyist does the sex on their own, so long as they are not charging for it, it is completely legit.
Yes. And there's another type of report that is filed. It's not necessarily here in this article from the News Observer, but because I did read the full report, they mention about goodwill relationships. So if me and you, let's just pretend, Ian, that I'm a lobbyist, you're a politician, I take you out for a steak dinner.
Yeah.
And I buy you a steak dinner, and then we discuss things, and we build our relationship over dinner.
You would have to report the dinner.
I would have to report that. But if we just go, do the deed, that is not considered relationship building. And also does not mean, it means that it also does not have to be reported. The opinion was in response to an inquiry from the Secretary of State's Lobbying Compliance Director, Joel H. Braun, in a letter in December. The opinion further states, quote, you have asked whether consensual sexual favors or sexual acts between a lobbyist and a designated individual constitutes a gift or, quote, thing of value, end quote, that would trigger the gift ban and reporting requirements.
But because consensual sex has no value, according to them,
no monetary value.
Right. It is not reportable. It's ridiculous. I mean, nobody actually believes that, right? Like, how can these people even keep a straight face while saying this stuff?
Yeah, it's interesting. And this next sentence does mention the goodwill lobbying. It says, Brown's request also wanted to know if the activity falls within the definition of goodwill lobbying, which is an indirect attempt to influence legislation or executive action, such as the building of relationships according to state law, and is also considered lobbying. Hmm. The 7-member Ethics Commission said Brown's letter was general and largely hypothetical, with little or no supporting facts, which also limits the commission's response. But the opinion says sexual behavior would not constitute goodwill lobbying. And then they mention about the prostitute. And there is a footnote where the commission adds, this interpretation does not address the legal, moral, or other ramifications of two adults not married to one another engaging in consensual sexual relations with one another. The advisory opinion notes that the Secretary of State waived confidentiality and requested that the opinion be published. A spokeswoman for the office said a private attorney posed the question to the Lobbying Compliance Division last year. The Secretary of State's office decided to seek clarification from the Ethics Commission.
So, it's hard to really even say anything about this because, I mean, I don't have a problem with two people consenting to sex with one another. That doesn't bother me at all. Does a lobbyist having sex with a politician, does that cross a line? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts coming up here. And, Daryl, I definitely want to...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So should it be legal for a lobbyist to have sex with a politician, with an elected representative or senator or whoever?
And that's not even the question that was being asked.
Well, the question we're talking about here is from North Carolina, where an ethics commission on lobbying, I guess, has spoken out and said, yeah, it's totally fine, totally ethical for lobbyists to have sex with the state reps, so long as they're not charging them for the sex. There's no value to this, the sex, so therefore it doesn't even need to be reported. Apparently, you know, lobbyists in some states have to report their activities or the, you know, amount of money that they're spending on buying someone dinner or gifts or whatever it is they're doing to lobby that person. But if they actually have sex with the state representative, no need for any records of that to be kept, because according to the State Ethics Commission, because it is voluntary and consensual and does not involve the transaction of money, means that there's no value to it, which, of course,
no monetary value,
is ridiculous. I mean, obviously there's monetary value to sex. That's why people pay for it. And there's a range, right? So, I mean, from what I understand, you know, you could pay as much as thousands of dollars, depending on the quality of the prostitutes and how long you would like to retain those services. And, you know, if it's a crackhead, then you probably won't have to pay that much at all. And it, you know, that's just the range of availability there. So obviously sex is worth money. And so how they can even say with a straight face that sex has no value and so therefore doesn't need to be reported is pretty ridiculous. Not that I'm necessarily for onerous reporting requirements or anything like that. So as a liberty-minded person, I feel like, you know, it's really none of their business whether they're having sex with these lobbyists or not. What do you think, Daryl?
Yeah, I am sort of, you know, I guess stuck as far as what my thoughts are on this.
Hmm.
Because on the one hand, I don't think that it should be, you know, regulated in any kind of way. Like, you know, there certainly should not be laws, dictating who you can or cannot have consensual relations with. But at the same time, you know, I think it definitely falls under the goodwill lobbying, which is things that one does to build a relationship that does not necessarily have a monetary value to.
Okay.
So if, again, you know, I'm lobbyist, you're politician, and we go to the park and we feed the ducks, and we talk about, you know, what it was like growing up. We're building a relationship.
Yeah, there's psychic value there, but no real, you can't really put your finger on an actual value.
Right, so there, you know, there, obviously there's monetary value to the bread that we're feeding the ducks, and, you know, I realize that there's going to be some people that, you shouldn't feed bread to ducks because gluten.
So, you know, no, like, it's not because of gluten, it's because it makes them annoying. Because when you feed birds, they get expectant, you know, they expect you to continue to
feed
them. No,
like, bread is bad for ducks because of something. So, like, if you're going to feed ducks,
that.
You should feed them, you know, like, grapes.
Some kind of duck food.
Duck food, yeah.
Okay.
So, like, you should not actually feed them bread.
they'll eat the damn bread, though.
They'll eat it, sure. And, yes, they will get annoying.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was a kid, my dad used to run a concession stand at a park where there was a lake, and there were ducks and geese.
Did he ever run any of them down with his car?
No, he did not. But there was one day, there was a lady that had a baby in a stroller, and one of the geese started pecking at her baby. She picked the goose up by his neck and just flung him across the lake.
Wow.
It was one of the funniest things that you've ever seen.
Yeah, you don't mess with mom,
right?
Seeing
somebody pick a goose up by its neck and fling it across the lake.
Did it survive, the goose?
Probably. Okay. I don't remember. Like, you know, she didn't swing it around.
You saw this happen?
Yeah, okay. I was probably like, you know, 7 when it happened,
yeah.
So I don't remember if the goose lived.
Right.
Just remember seeing it and thinking it was funny because somebody flung a goose. But, no, so getting back to, there's definitely some goodwill lobbying that's going on there. There's relationship building.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you would go about saying that.
But they're saying this doesn't
up
build
getting,
a relationship.
Right, the North Carolina Ethics Commission is saying, this is not goodwill lobbying.
That is sex, is not goodwill lobbying, is what they're saying.
Right.
Okay.
So I disagree with part of what the North Carolina Ethics Commission is saying, but I don't know how you necessarily go about having that reported. Like, you know, every time you have a discussion with somebody, technically you're building a relationship.
What good does the reporting do anyway? I mean, what is the idea behind the reporting is what? So you can look at the lobbyist and see who they've been lobbying the hardest? And what's the point of having them do that?
That's a good question. I think
it seems like busy work.
I think part of it is, you know, if somebody is getting gifts, like, you know, monetary gifts and
a cruise or something.
A
like
cruise,
yeah.
Your car being paid for. You know, there's definitely, then it comes up, conflict of interest sort of things, and you're not supposed to vote on things that you have a conflict of interest in.
But that's the whole point of lobbying, is to give them an interest in whatever the lobbying group, so they'll vote for them, right?
Right. So it's one of those things of how do you have the reporting of certain things, what all constitutes lobbying, what constitutes building a, you know, relationship.
Now, what, okay, so I have to say,
as far as the, you know, reporting this as a gift, an in-kind contribution of, you know, here's the monetary value of things I was given. I agree that, you know, you shouldn't have to report that. But I think it definitely does, you know, build a relationship. I don't know how you report that. And I also...
Well, they're saying you don't have to, right? Like, that's one
right,
of the things.
Right, but this is just in North Carolina. You okay. know, your mileage may vary in one of the other 49 states or district of criminals as far as ethics reporting goes. But this definitely does set something akin to a precedent. And precedent's not exactly the right term because precedent means a higher court. But, you know, it definitely sets something that other ethics commissions are going to look at in determining what their policies are.
Well, right. And this isn't going to be a hard thing to determine. Obviously, all of these politicians who are bored to tears with their wives at home are going to be interested in having lobbyists have sex with them.
Right.
So, I mean, this is going to get approved all over the place. Except in the most ultra-conservative kind of areas, and even then they'll probably find a reason to do it.
Not necessarily. Do you really think that North Carolina is a hotbed of liberalism?
No, that's what I'm saying. Even in the most conservative of areas, they'll probably approve this. They'll just find some
right.
rationale
because
for it.
The people on the Ethics Commission generally are not elected. They're appointed. So
yeah.
they're going to wind up, you know, being somewhat independent of the legislature or the executive, but they're still going to make rules that are going to be pleasing to the people that appoint them.
Like, I don't like the lobbyists generally because they tend to lobby for more government.
Right.
So I can understand the desire to try to control that, but at the same time, as a liberty-minded person, I don't want to control people. I
right.
don't think they should have to report a bunch of stuff and keep track of this and that. And, you know, ultimately, what is all the reporting done for those of us who want, you know, more honesty or transparency or anything like that? I mean, the government's getting bigger. Is the fact that the fact that lobbyists have to report certain information doing anything to slow the tide of the state, to roll back the government, to slow the growth of it? I just don't. It seems like
no.
It just seems like busy work to me, and it also requires honesty on their part as well. Because if you're the politician, Daryl, and I'm the lobbyist, and I give you something. Whatever that is, maybe it's cash, maybe it's, which is probably illegal, but I don't know what the rules are. So cash or some sort of off-the-books bonus, give you a bag of marijuana, or have sex with you. All of these things, unless you say something, no one's going to know about it.
Right.
So it just requires total honesty on the part of these lobbyists to, you know, report things. Obviously, there are some things
and the politicians.
Right, like a cruise. Well, you know, you could probably, someone else could probably find out about something big like that, but still, you're requiring them to be honest. And what are the odds that's going to happen in the first place? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to vote, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype in here. The username that you want to connect to is lrn.fm. You will have to send a contact request first if you haven't yet done that. And that only takes a moment. Once we notice it come in, we'll approve it. And then once you're approved, it'll be easy for you to call us here on Free Talk Live. With you tonight in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's website is fpp.cc. And is it all up and running, too? Because you were on the same server.
Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
There was a slight problem with one of the plugins that I had.
Yep.
Not working with something. That plugin has been removed.
Excellent.
And the site is working just fine.
There's always little bumps in the road when you make a big change like that, moving from one server to another, but it was relatively
and
painless.
And then upgrading to IPv6.
That's
which
correct.
I'm still not really sure what that means.
It's version
other
6.
Than if you have a toaster connected to the internet, then your toaster will not use the same IP address as the microwave.
So I'm not a technical wizard, Daryl, but my understanding is IPv6 is sort of the next generation of IP addresses. They use more characters in the address.
Right, thus allowing your toaster to have an IP address if it's plugged into the internet.
Well, your toaster, in theory, could already have an IP address if it is a internet-linked
right,
toaster.
Right, but if everybody has a toaster connected, then you run out of IP addresses.
Well, that's the idea. Is they
IPv6 allows everything
correct.
To be connected, and I don't really see the point, because who needs an internet-connected toaster?
Okay, well, we're going off on a tangent, but that's totally fine. We do that all the time here on Free Talk Live. Allow me to talk about, answer your question here, Daryl, before I tell you about the upcoming Texas Bitcoin Conference, which I don't know if they're going to have any connected toasters there, but if you want to get connected, that's going to be the place to go, TexasBitcoinConference.com. But the idea behind these linked devices, what do they call them? The Internet of Things?
Yes.
The new name for this? So the idea being that your refrigerator could have a link to the Internet, that other appliances, your coffee maker, your toaster, things like that.
Don't understand why anything other than a computer would wind up needing to be connected to the Internet.
So
and computer, just for clarification purposes, computer here includes your smartphone because that's a computer.
Now, personally, I think it's pretty much overkill to have a toaster that would connect to the Internet, and it's probably unlikely that that will actually happen. But what is more likely is that there will be some sort of control device that, you know, they already have home automation systems, and they've had these things for many, many years. My dad, actually, he kind of sells these things down in Florida. And essentially, up until more recently, they've really been only something that rich people could afford. You'd have to spend a lot of money to install these home automation systems. And one of the things that you can do with these things is you get an app for your smartphone. You could then, as you're coming home or something like that, your smartphone could know your vicinity, how close you are to the house, and it could have instructions to say, turn on the lights inside the front door or something like that. Turn the lights on and turn the stove on or something like that. You know, there can be different instructions that they can use.
But you don't need the Internet to do that.
Well, yeah, you do. I mean, that would be how the device would be communicating with your phone. I mean, your phone would send, I guess you could use a phone line or something like that. Like in the olden days, there would be probably some alternative to using the Internet. But why the hell would you want to have a landline phone just for that purpose? I mean, everybody's got the Internet, so that's what makes the most sense to use. So it would be useful for a home automation system kind of thing for those fancy people that want to have fancy home automation systems, and over time, more people will want those things. They'll become
but
more popular.
But your refrigerator doesn't need to be connected to the Internet.
There's an argument that
to
it
be
does.
Connected to the security device at the door that is connected
wirelessly. Well, the refrigerator
wirelessly.
May not be connected to the security device, but you may want your refrigerator connected to the Internet because the idea, at least there, has been that the refrigerator could reorder food after it runs out or something like that. So I don't know if they can detect that you don't have any more meat in your meat drawer, or if you have to make, you know, the indicator on the board on the refrigerator saying I'm out of meat, and then it, you know, puts it on your shopping list or actually reorders it or something like that, and then Amazon ships you more meat. I mean, I don't know how it exactly works, Daryl. I've never tried this, but it's my understanding that that technology, that level, is already here. So, you know, the only thing is it's just going to have to come down in price. It'll be more available on lower-end refrigerators, because right now it's probably only the highest-end devices that have this kind of thing.
Right, just seems pointless to me to have my refrigerator
just
connected.
A Luddite.
I am not a Luddite.
I'm just saying it seems
pointless to have the refrigerator hooked up to the Internet.
I'm with you, man. I mean, I'm fine with my old-style fridge, and I have no desire to link any of this stuff up, but, you know, some people are into that.
Yeah. I agree with Brian Sovereign that the Internet of Things is BS.
Well, now, why is it BS? I mean, it seems legit. People are using it. It's a real product. I mean, you could start your coffee maker before you get up in the morning or something like that.
Okay, and you can, like, hook up an alarm clock to the coffee maker, and it doesn't require the Internet.
Well, right. Lots of coffee makers have had that feature for
yeah,
decades.
You don't need the Internet to turn on the lights when you're about to get home. Like, you know, you can set timers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this technology exists, and you don't require the Internet on a light switch.
Look, I'm with you, man. I just was playing devil's advocate for you.
Okay.
Get you all riled up. So, something you do need Internet for, though, is Bitcoin. You got to have Internet for Bitcoin. There are arguments that there are offline ways to use Bitcoin, but really, you got to have Internet for Bitcoin to be the most useful. And you want to learn something about Bitcoin? Welcome to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. You want to meet the movers, the shakers, the doers, the people who matter in the Bitcoin universe? A lot of them are going to be at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. In fact, speakers like Jason King, David Johnston, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrem, George Gilder, Symbala Nair, and others. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Check out the speaker list. Get more information about the event. We are just under 4 weeks away at this point. It's March 28th and 29th. It's going to be in downtown Austin at the Moody Theater. It'll also feature the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. It's the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the second annual. If you want a glimpse into the future, going even beyond Bitcoin, this is where you'll want to be. Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. Use TexasBitcoinConference.com to get your tickets. And when you do that, don't forget to use code FTL. That way they know we sent you. And also, you'll get a discount. You'll get $25 off the already low $150 price. So knock $25 off by using code FTL. And also another $25 of your admission fee will be donated to the Sean's Outpost there in North Florida, a great Bitcoin-based charity, TexasBitcoinConference.com. Don't forget code FTL when you register for your tickets. And by the way, Free Talk Live, Mark and myself, we will be there live. We've got our tickets. We're ready to go. I'm excited about it. Looking forward to seeing you there at TexasBitcoinConference.com, code FTL, March 28th and 29th. So lobbying, sex with politicians, we were talking about that. Also, campaign finance, you had some comments on that.
Right, because your statement about the ethics reporting sort of made me think about campaign finance reporting, because it does require the person to be honest, to keep accurate records, to then... Right. Be able to, you know, fill out the paperwork that basically says, like, you know, I'm complying. And because most of it is filed after the fact, it is busy work that basically, you know, like, okay, here's what I wound up getting. Here's what I spent things on.
Right. And if you mess it up, they might bring criminal charges, but they're more likely to just bring criminal charges if you, you know, don't cross the right T's or dot the right I's, and it's not really going to stop someone from accepting, you know, large amounts of money from people or spending other people's money.
Right, and I'm glad that you had mentioned the Bitcoin just before I mentioned the campaign finance, because the FEC has come out and said that political organizations and political candidates can accept Bitcoin in certain circumstances.
Okay.
So they can accept Bitcoin up to the equivalent of 100 U.S. dollars. They cannot use the Bitcoin to directly purchase things or pay for services or pay for goods. So they have to convert the Bitcoin to U.S. dollars in order to then use the Bitcoin. They cannot accept any anonymous Bitcoin donations, so they wind up having to go through one of these payment processors that collects the information. So, it requires the honesty. So, if, for instance, I have a QR code up on DarylWPerry.com to where anybody can send me Bitcoin, I'm not complying with the FEC rules.
Yeah, you know what? Let's talk a little bit more about Bitcoin acceptance by politicians, because we're coming into that realm, and there's going to be a lot of questions about that and some issues, I think, as well. You can also share your thoughts with us here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Bring up whatever you want on Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.